Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Lone Star Radio on mine. So why don't you kick your feet up if you have.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket, folks. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, a wonderful holiday. Welcome to the Texas Ticket Show. And you know, I'm solo today. My name's Armando with Golay Conroe Media Group, and we're the host of the Texas Ticket Show here on Lone Star Community Radio. You can like and follow our show down below. And today on the show, we have a host of guests. And on the Texas Ticket Show, we typically like to find stuff that happens in our community, things that might make you a little more Texan, you know, some cool Texas stuff. And I speak to that as a sixth generation Texan and just glad to be here. Just really glad to be here. Well, thanks for watching, folks. Today we have, I have Art Aguilera Law Firm, and they're going to tell us a little bit about some events in the area that are coming up for the city of Montgomery. And in the studio today, we have Sunrise Home Inspections, LLC with us. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, sir. Great to be here.
Glad you're here. Tell them about yourself.
Well, hi, my name's John Leonard. I run and operate Sunrise Home Inspections here in Conroe, Texas. We've been here for about 5 years. Been doing a lot for the community. Outside of that, man, we're local.
You celebrate Christmas?
We celebrate Christmas.
Do you?
Of course. We love to celebrate Christmas.
Cool. I don't know. Some folks.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, but I mean, why wouldn't you? You know, I love gifts. You know, I really do. And I love this time of year. There's so many cool things going on all around the city and so much giving, so much love, so much sharing. And I don't think everybody's comfortable with it, even if you want to all year long. You know what I mean? I want to share, but I feel silly. You know, or this is inappropriate or it's not the right time.
Well, that's what Christmas is for.
Yeah, it's the right time. I mean, you can eliminate a lot of those little nuances and stuff that keep you from taking that step to, you know, sharing and loving a neighbor or loving a friend or sharing with someone that you care about or
just doing something nice.
Or maybe even just reaching out, you know, or reaching out. So you live here in Montgomery, Conroe.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you do home inspections and we brought you out today because we were hoping you'd tell us a little bit about some of these things that one, you guys, I know you're doing for the community as a home inspection company. I know you inspect these houses and get them to do whatever the folks ask you to do, whatever all that is, you know, but I think at the end of the day, everybody celebrates Christmas. So tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you had coming up. You had some things you wanted to address.
Well, you know, we do a lot for the community. Sometimes we give away inspections just on the random. Sometimes a customer doesn't know. Might be a veteran, whatever, might be like that. But, you know, also, you know, toy drives. We support big toy drives. We like to help out as much.
This is a great time for it. I can't tell you. And you were... So there's two or three, there's a dozen toy drives going on right now, like churches, groups, social groups, networking groups. And then there are some toy drives are specific, right? They're for particular people and the others are just general. And you were going to talk about the Warrior Girl and that our a musician close to my heart is Trent Cowie, right? And so he does Warrior Girl toys. Unwrapped, and you can bring them out to many different stops. I think they work with the fire department,
maybe police department as well.
Some of the municipalities work with them, and they're you can go drop your toys off.
So the toy drive, like from November 28th to do December 13th.
Okay,
you're talking about that one specifically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, bring new unwrapped toy, toy to the brewery, and you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I know Trent Cowie has been on the show several times, the musician Trent Cowie. This is, yeah. And he rides on there's the parade. I don't remember what parade he rode in last year.
I don't know.
But anyway, he rode in the parade. You got a bunch of toys. He does a lot for it and helped to promote that. And you can drop those toys off at Southern Star Brewery and bring in those guys up. Did you tour the lobby here at City Hall in Conroe?
You know, I did, and they've got a beautiful tree out there, by the way.
A bunch of trees. Yeah, yeah. Southern Star's got one out there.
Yeah, there's a few of them out there, but there's one in particular that I kind of like.
Yeah, which one was that?
Yeah, I think it's
that. You got Southern Star? Yeah, I mean, it's cool to have guys.
Well, hey, they do a lot for this community as well. Let's give them that.
Well, I'd like to, but it's surrounded with beer underneath it. So there was like a thing, you know, that tree's covered in beer. You know, it's like, wow, that's the best tree out there. You know, you know, go figure. It is very, very nice. And they're all really pretty. I think the Hyatt has one, Parks and Rec, and all the city of Conroe.
How many named?
A good 15, 20.
Wow, that's a lot.
And they said you could bring your own trees, and they judge them, I think, December 6th or something like that. The 24th was the day to bring the November 24th. Bring those in. There is a, I guess, on the front of going back to the Southern Star Brewery Toy Gathering, you can bring those in anytime. If no one's there now, they've told us that you could just drop them off. I mean, just set them up at the door. You know what I mean?
At the brewery?
Yeah. You can bring them out, put them on that patio there. You drive right up to it. And it's right here on the end of Fraser. You can see them at SouthernStarBrewery.com, I think. I'm not sure. Does it have a address there or anything?
Let's see. Business hours. The address is 3525 North Fraser Street, Conroe, Texas, 77303.
There you go. And you can look up SouthernStarBrewery.com. And take those gifts down there. Kids' presents are like $10 at Walmart. You can go buy little toys and things like that. And for the younger kids, if you're on a budget, you go younger. Because your toys are cheaper.
Toys are cheaper than they are, yeah.
You know, you can buy an infant a toy for $5. You know what I mean? You can't buy anything for $5 anymore. So I make that, take that little extra step. Make it part of your seasonal offering, your traditions, you know, these things. And give an opportunity to do those things. And let me just dial back. You know, I kind of move forward pretty quick there, I know. But we're really talking about the whole giving of the holiday season, all the things going on here locally to do so. People like yourself making those endeavors to do so, and places where you can take these food drives, toy drives, funds. You know, you can always tithe at your local church. You know, all the churches in Conroe will take your tithe. That's for sure. Because there's a lot of people that need, you know, there is, and they eat every day, you know, and I know a lot of people just need to be reminded of the fact that, oh, the homeless need stuff again. Well, yeah, they eat every single day. You know, they need these things. They need blankets. It's cold. They need jackets and sweaters. Are hardly used or used. That's fine. You know,
let's not forget about our senior citizen community. You know, they need a lot of help and support this time of year as well.
A lot. And I've seen a lot of those from the senior living communities. They're always, all of them are open to you bringing in either new or slightly used, fully functional clothing, winter clothing, especially like jackets and hoodies and sweaters and things that sit in most Texans' closets unused for decades. You know what I mean? In the back there's all that stuff. They want that. You know what I mean? And, you know, they may use it once or twice. You know, who knows? I don't know, but it ain't doing nothing in the back of my closet. So it's always a good time to do that little cleaning, get that out to the folks and get that to folks that need it. And
well, if you haven't used it in 6 months, it's time to get rid of it anyway.
I keep telling me that. What the... Man, I don't know. And you know, when you do home inspections, do you see crazy attics, you know, like full of people's stuff and stuff when you go in there? Like,
Armando, I see a litany of things. Just so many different things.
Of the...
Stuff stored in random places.
Or some attics, just a full Christmas attic.
Full Christmas attic.
With nothing else in there but Christmas stuff.
Christmas stuff. Or Halloween. Most of the time, most time is Halloween stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. That's scary. All that creepy stuff above.
Well, when you find a skeleton in the attic, first thing, yeah, it kind of creeps you out.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I didn't think about that. But you know, I think that's crazy work, and you know, stuff that's mandatory for moving all the homes. I think there were so many homes that are being built and constructed and moved, and you know, with the economy of the way the housing structure finances have come up and down and moved around, and you know. Pretend to know enough about it to, but I do know it's been dramatically shifting.
Absolutely.
And it gets people to do things, whether it's sell, you know, liquidate, add, you know, buy.
Well, it's be a perfect time for liquidation of like the old clothing and the old good condition toys. Sometimes toys are still in boxes in closets, never been opened.
Yeah. You know, I know a lot of my daughters actually wash clothes with tags still on it, trying to make me believe that it's dirty now because she just didn't want to hang it. You know, you got that? You ever experienced that?
Yeah.
That's fine. Good.
I've experienced closets that I haven't been in that are full of clothes with tags still on.
Yeah, that's great.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you see it, you want it. You don't just got to get it sometimes, you know?
That's why I try to tell them, hey, donate this stuff. There's people out there that need it.
Right. Well, so how can we find you for Sunrise Home Inspections? You know, to come out and inspect their home for if you're a realtor and you need an inspection done, how can they reach out to you?
You can reach out to me through Google. You can reach out to me through my business.
What's phone number?
Phone number is 936-521-9205.
Fantastic. You got a website or?
Yes, I have a website. Okay. Yeah, Sunrise Home Inspections LLC here in Conroe.
Sunrise Home Inspections LLC.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I hope you and your family have a blessed holiday season.
Well, thank you.
I really do. And I know there's a lot of stuff coming up between here and there that I know you've volunteered to be a part of and get involved and to help and support and to do some of the things there. And sometimes these shows can be a little offset and just not get you in the right position to share the things the way you'd like to share it. But I know working with you firsthand, I appreciate you.
And, well, thank you.
And your efforts and working with me and working with the community and some of the different things that you stepped out to do. Appreciate you coming here today. I look forward to sharing the holidays with you and everyone else. And I also look forward to going out to Southern Star Brewery, having a cold one with you and dropping off some toys. You're going to do that? We're doing that?
What date and time?
Okay, good. All right, yeah, because that's what I want to do. I really do. And I told the guys over there, Chris Vogel and the rest of the team over there, that one, I was going to vote for their tree. A full disclosure. And two,
you can only vote one time, right?
I'm like, what's that?
You can only vote one time.
Yeah, you can only vote one time.
Right.
I was like, Chris, who gets all the beer into that tree you got at City Hall? And he's like, well,
I'm sure they'll give you one.
Yeah. Got me voting like crazy over here. You know, he's like, well, that's the idea. That's the idea. Anyway, great group. Great folks.
And they are.
Man, thank you for coming. I appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for the invitation. I appreciate it. It's been great.
Sunrise Home Inspection. You're
a great host, man. You do a great job.
Thank you. Well, we'll be right back after this with Art Aguilera, LLC. Here to share a little bit more about the Montgomery Holidays. We'll be right back.
On Star Radio on mine. So why don't you kink your feet up if you have.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Audience of One show, airing Fridays at 10 a.m. on Montgomery County's favorite radio station, 106.1 and 104.5 FM, and streaming on irlonestar.com. Make sure to listen to me and the Lieutenant of Merriment, self-proclaimed funny man, Dick Schisler, with our unique blend of observational humor, antics, and odd news stories, available on all podcast forums and even YouTube if you're the kind of person who likes to watch. For more information, visit us at irlonestar.com/AOO.
I'm doing bustle, fun. Lone Star.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. I'm here with Art Aguilera. Art Aguilera, LLP.
Art Aguilera Law Firm, IDC.
Oh, man, this is hard. This is going to be hard. Well, you came to tell us a lot about some great holiday fun stuff and some things going on in the city of Montgomery, around the Montgomery area, and stuff just going on with you guys, you know, the world of art, you know, the world of art.
You know, the lawyer world is tough, you know, coming off of a tough year, lots of trials, lots of hearings, and December kind of slows down a bit, which is good. So I'm looking forward to a lot of fun in December. That's good. There's a lot of fun things coming up, so.
Well, I'm glad the pace slows down a bit for you. You've got something that really drew my attention to you, and I had a lot of questions. And I saw it. I was like, man, you know, when we talk about the city of Montgomery and the givers, you know, the people who care, and I think there's a lot of folks that care. And then you talk about the folks that make an individual effort to step forward and to that can and do, show it a little differently, you know, because I think a lot of people do, you know, I just not all empowered or in the position to do so. You have taken that step. Tell us a little bit about your efforts to help out this year with the toy drive here in Montgomery that you guys got going on.
Sure. So, you know me now for, I think, about 2.5 days. But,
Beautiful.
Great days. No, so I figured, you know, the firm's had a great year. You know, we've done some good stuff, scholarships for people in the past, a lot of sponsorships, you know.
I saw that, a lot of the youth groups in the schools' lines.
Yeah, and, you know, and so I'm happy to do that. You know, I was one of those kids, you know, in my past, asking for money, asking for fundraising money, and when you're in a position to do it for someone else, you know, you kind of have to, like, the Spider-Man quote comes to my head.
Which one is that?
Yeah, where the guy says, you know, with much power comes much response.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I figured there's a lot of kids out there who don't have a Christmas gift.
Well, they're definitely... That's definitely the case, unfortunately. And just the fact that you considered it, you thought about it, and you know, it's meaningful. And I know you've got hundreds of these requests already for toys. And
currently, we have about 120 kids registered. So we put out the event on Facebook about a month ago.
Yeah.
And, and you know, we said, you know, anyone who's interested or who knows someone who is in true need, please email us the name, the child's age, and a suggestion even for a gift.
Yeah.
And we'd be glad to make it happen. And right now we have about 300, you know, toys in my office.
I saw that. You had a video come out. It was really good. It had all the toys up there. I was like, oh, well, it looked like they gave away a few. You know, the blue guy got to know he's getting it for Christmas if he's got the Facebook.
Right. And a lot of people did reach out on Facebook and through email, and, you know, my staff made a list, and, you know, we're happy to keep adding to that list, you know, on December 23rd from 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
That's really nice.
They are welcome to come in, and soon this week they will get for those who are registered, they will get an introductory email on how to go about picking
really?
A gift.
So oh, that's so cool.
You know,
I saw that. Man, you got 120 gifts, and you got to have all staff just for that. I can't tell you how, you know, these things can be time consuming, and these are specific gifts for specific kids. It's like, man, that's golden, bro. That's really nice.
Yeah, and I had a pastor reach out to me recently and said, hey, you know, we have some of these kids. What can we do? I said, come meet me. I'll be glad. Bring me your list. And this is just, again, just a small token of trying to do what I can.
Yeah,
you know, trying to do what you can. You know, you got to step up sometimes.
And I think other people will help you. You know, I mean, you're not alone. You know, other people care. And it is cultivating a good community when you take those steps yourself. And I hope it makes you feel good. I hope it really does bring fulfilling sense of being in, because I know it will for them. You know, it'll be a kid will get a bike and it'll change his life. You know what I mean? A kid will get a toy and it'll be so meaningful and they'll know.
And the whole purpose of the event is to make that kid feel important.
Yeah.
So it's not only the gift, but it's the treatment, it's the food, it's, you know, the candy, chocolates, whatever we have.
Yeah.
You know, the picture, you know, we're still in the search for Santa Claus to do it.
Yeah.
That's the whole point, to make them feel important, because a lot of kids who are coming from very disadvantaged backgrounds, me included in my past, they never felt that. And so to them, you know, that one day is very special.
Yeah. Let's just go back to childhood a little bit, you know, get off Christmas, you know, and I know it's coming and I know I don't want to get off entirely, you know, but, you know, growing up, did your parents, were they like, did they talk a lot with you? You know, the long discussion kind of folks, or were they very short?
You know, gosh, this can turn into hours.
So they were short.
What? There you go. You know, my dad and mom were very strict on me.
Yeah.
I'm the youngest of three. I have two older sisters. We're all divided by a year. I'm 36, okay. You know, 37, 38. And they're both teachers, by the way. I used to be a teacher. But, you know, my mom, you know, aside from, you know, the stereotype people hear that, oh, you're from a Hispanic family, you must be the baby. Not at all. I was never spoiled. My mom was very strict with me.
Yeah.
And oftentimes when it was the little things that she kept me straight. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, she passed away when I was 20. I was in the Army. But, you know, I'm glad, you know, and she was loving. If you met her, you would think that she's the nicest person in the world.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute. You haven't seen her at home. She's super strict and she never lets me get away with anything.
Oh, yeah. My mom was the same way.
But she was short, you know. Throughout high school and junior high, I was involved in athletics. I didn't get to talk to her a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of regret that. My dad's the same way, always at work. He was a night shift worker, so it was hard. So, you know, they had very little to say to me sometimes.
Time it takes that away, and then it's just evening conversations, me after school and them at dinner, and, you know, that dinner table kind of meeting. But usually when I meet an attorney, there's usually, like if you meet a politician, usually there was one event that put him into politics, right? There was something, a catalyst in his life that triggered him to say, I have to help make a change. I need to take my personal step. And then when I think about, youth and how that upbringing goes, it triggers, I think, that lifestyle of either, an attorney can be someone who didn't get the opportunity to speak in his youth very much. You know, and wants to make a difference, wants to speak more now, and wants to be involved in right and wrong because his parents were quick to discipline. You know, they weren't asking you what happened. They didn't care. Your teacher called, done, story's over. There's no add-ons.
and you know, it's funny you say that because that's how I felt about, growing up in South Texas. That's just the system, then.
It is the system.
With the government. It's like local government's just terrible sometimes.
Yeah.
And so, as an attorney, you realize you got a lot more power than you think. Mm-hmm. You can have the greatest case in the world, the greatest case, greatest facts, greatest cause of action. But if you cannot find a lawyer to take it, can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
The judges here, we have some great judges here in Montgomery County, Judge Vince Santini, Judge Kristen Bays, great judges. They follow the law to the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But they cannot do anything about your case unless it's filed before them.
Yeah.
And so, they say lawyers, attorneys, they're the gatekeepers of the law because they are. So whenever you get a chance as a lawyer to step up and do something pro bono to help someone out, it empowers that person and builds trust within the system. And the same thing with public service, you see something wrong, you want to step up and do something because you need to, by you stepping up and saying something about it, whether it's running for office, challenging the law, you are empowering the public at the same time.
Isn't it? And how do you feel about so you're young, and I some people would say this is not the strongest suit, but others would say it was for an attorney, meaning he's not weathered. He's not burdened of your story. He's not grown tiresome of your solution. Youth can be an advantage as an attorney. Have you found that to be a case?
There is a very important...
Because you're young. You look young.
If you read one of the Federalists, I think it was written by Alexander Hamilton. I think it's Federalist, forgot the number, 60 or 70-something. He writes about the energy needed in the president. The energy in the executive, right? Mm. The president needs so much energy to get all his work done. He has a lot of work. He is
certainly
the commander in chief, the chief administrator, the chief diplomat, the chief legislator. He has a lot of roles. The same thing with a lawyer. You need a lot of energy to get your work done. You might have a great case. The lawyer might say, you know what? I don't got the time for this. I don't got the energy for this. I'll kick it to another person. And so I think right now, being young, I got that energy right now.
Less likely to kick it to outside the gatekeeper is going to say yes. Let's do it.
When I hear some good facts, when I hear bad government, mm-hmm. I kind of just like saying okay.
Yeah.
I'm picking up on that.
Yeah, I certainly am picking up on that. And I feel like to me that I understand everybody can take their own perspective on who's the best attorney for my case, and I think those can be custom. But I also feel, I need a guy with some fire, and I do feel that constance can wear down on a man. When you beat me up at the same story and the same fight that I've been fighting over and over, it's like, this is that same fight that I'm good at, that I understand, that I grasp. But man, the story grows old. I'm tired of saving a humanity. What was that in The Incredibles? Remember that show, The Incredibles, the cartoon? That guy's like, I'm tired of saving everybody. We should all stay fixed,
The energy and motivation needed for being a litigator, trial lawyer, I don't do trusts and wills. I don't write contracts, here and there, yes. Yeah. But I'm a litigator, I'm a trial lawyer. I go to the courthouse, ask Judge Pace. I'm there almost every week, right? So she's hearing my motions. It takes a lot of energy. And, you know, that's what you're looking for when you're seeking out a lawyer.
Well, and you're going to the Fellowship of Montgomery, and they've got a lot of holiday stuff coming on tonight. In fact, today, they've got the Winter Wonderland.
That's right. So, you know, like I said, I'm a Christian, you know, and that's one of the things that convicted me to do this toy giveaway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been a member of Fellowship of Montgomery since the fall of 21, ever since I moved to Conroe, Montgomery area. And they have Winter Wonderland, a great place to go for family.
What's at night? It's 6 to 10?
That is tonight from 6 to 10. It is a phenomenal event if you have kids and family, even if you don't, come on by. You must park. Here's the thing. Here's the perk. You must park at the football stadium at MISD. And they have buses that will shuttle you to and from the church.
Oh, that's great.
That is great. You know,
Great planning. What great way to make sure everybody gets an opportunity to go. Well, I'd like to see the school working with
the executive pastor, Brian Roberson, has done a great job of keeping and planning that event, looking for sponsors. You know, there's great food. They have a big bounce house.
We got a winter. Wait. There's a snow hill.
There is a snow hill for kids.
How do you do that? How do they do a snow hill, I wonder?
You know, I don't know. I think they bring in a huge machine to make all this ice and snow. And
I think it's really ice, or is it like some
flaky
stuff?
No, it's real ice. It's real snow.
Potato flakes?
No, well, I don't know.
You got mashed potatoes down there tomorrow if it rains.
Yeah, put some butter on it too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. Or they get that real fine bubble machine. But either way, one of the things I found out that don't mix at events are snow machines and face painting. It's a big no-no. Yeah, because the kids go get face painted, then they go get in the snow, and it all bleeds down.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah. I guess you got to time it right then.
Yeah, you got to work that out for the show.
You got to go to Snow Hill first and then go get face painted.
Yeah, so for the parents out there, make sure you get this, right? Don't let them get their face painted, then go to the snow, whatever. Snow hills, snow throws, snow, you know, all that stuff's wet. It's going to run down in their eyes, and it's time to go.
And for the smaller kiddos, they have the train.
Oh,
it's great.
Yeah, Christmas train.
You got a toddler who just enjoys that. And I have a toddler. I'm a family man.
Yeah.
My wife and I have learned.
I saw it.
Yeah. The intricacies of having a toddler. She likes to ride things. And we're going to get on the train and you know.
Put up some fences. But you got gates in your house, don't you?
Oh,
you got those kitchen gates.
I got
bathroom gates.
I got two baby gates. One downstairs, one upstairs. And she's a climber. She's a climber.
Oh, wow.
She's a raccoon. Yeah. So yeah. It's
awesome.
I'm learning.
Yeah, I love those things. The human gates. Yeah, we make them. Yeah, we got some of those. So you've got the park at the football stadium. Come on over to the Winter Wonderland at Fellowship of Montgomery. That's tonight from 6 to 10. And there is a list that would take another show to tell you about that's happening there. Right, all the cool stuff.
A lot of food, barbecue.
Bonfire.
There's a fire.
Bonfire, yeah.
So
I missed that around.
I think the people will really enjoy it if you go out there.
God, we love bonfire.
It does. And, you know, this is not the only event that has one of those, but, you know, it'll take another one of these radio slots for me to tell you everything there's going on. But don't forget, we also have the Christmas parade in Montgomery.
Right.
The Christmas parade this Saturday.
So the next day. So tomorrow. Tomorrow, and that starts at 10. I believe it goes to about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And it is in downtown Montgomery, all down the streets, 105, I think.
That's correct. And I think, you know, people who go out there really enjoy the small town vibe.
Did they set up something with the buses and stuff like you had?
I have not heard of anything in specific with buses.
I wonder where they park. Can you park over?
I think you park over the Brookshire's parking lot across the street. Over by the
come north. Early. I definitely suggest come early, bring a lawn chair, you know, and you know, the parade's the same no matter where you're standing. I take people
take a chair too.
Foldable
chair or
sitting. Yeah, or sitting. Yeah. But you know, nevertheless, the whole parade goes by in front of you. It's not like at a stadium where you need that one, I got a corner seat, I'm not gonna get a good look.
Right.
You know, the parade literally parades past you. And that's a action verb, right?
Yeah.
To parade?
Passes.
To parade?
To parade.
It's a verb, right? Is it?
Maybe.
I don't know.
In passing?
in passing.
ING.
That means the whole thing's going to be in front of you. Right. You know what I mean? So you're going to get an opportunity. And I know my daughter's a candy chaser, so they'll get out and, but, you know, getting strategic. You know, they're always about this tactic they have. You know, well, they're 10 and 13 now, but, you know, we just came out of that stage where they were too small and I had to give them the candy to the point where they're managing how the candy's being collected to the point where they're too cool to go get the candy. Yeah.
Well, any candy will work for my toddler.
Oh, good. Fantastic. So. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you know who you are, folks. You know where you need to be. Those are the only strategies you need to be considering because the parade will parade entirely in front of you. And then they can go from, you know, see all that stuff, go check out some of the local businesses, see what's there. The parking lot of Brookshire has a whole host of new businesses that are in there. There's a new Italian place, a new breakfast place. There's all kinds of new stuff.
Well, you have the Cozy Grape, the great place to eat.
Oh, love the Cozy
Grape. Great place to have
Tom Crow,
dinner.
He's been out on our program a few times. He's a great guy. Great guy. Love that guy. Six Shooter, the Rancher's Daughter. And we want to make sure we shout out to a lot of these local businesses. There's so many. Bar and Vine, they've been on our show. Heather's been here. Heather Vines.
I think we're out of crawfish season, so crawfish kai, maybe not so.
I don't know what they serve off season. I haven't been having the opportunity to go there yet. You know.
Oh, it's a great place.
Yeah.
You should go. Great place.
Okay.
Great place.
Well, I don't know what the off season they serve, but definitely check it out. I did Burger Fresh during the MoCo showdown during the football game. That was the last time I was down there for dinner, per se, or whatever that was in the middle of the day. We like all went to go eat it, but it was kind of traditional stuff. It was right. When we played football in Montgomery, we would go to the Heritage House where the meeting place is now, right in front of Tulips and Tulips. Mm-hmm. Tulips to Tulips, wine tasting room right there, 105. Right in front of us, the meeting place. We used to go there because the meeting place was the Heritage House, and the whole football team went there to go eat before every game. So during the day, or practice the day before, right? So you'd get to go after practice, and everybody goes to Heritage House. They converted that building. It's the meeting place now. They have a meeting place. Has that place in Magnolia as well, so they got two locations.
I keep forgetting that, you know, you graduated from Montgomery High. I wonder what Montgomery was, what it was like back then.
Well, it was surprisingly very close downtown Montgomery to what it is now. Now, there are a few buildings that have been removed since then.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The furniture store on the corner there next to the Valero across from, you know, the Four Corners are right there. It's that one, Brookshire Corner.
Oh, yeah.
That Brookshire Corner had a building there, and it was demolished and cleaned out. It was an old furniture store. There was a few side by side there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They're all gone. It used to be way back... Right before that electric sign was added to Four Corners. But now there's been a lot of new stuff, you know, that have either come and gone. But, you know, it's a small town. It's 45, 50 small businesses in a town that's got a little under 1,500 people. And it's, but so much of our residents go there to entertain, to dine, to visit and shop.
Families just love the small town feel. You know, that's the feel that...
We're still holding on to that in Montgomery.
You know, the conservative value that goes into it, you know, people love that.
There's a lot to love. I mean, I went to the Montgomery Street Dance. I graduated Stephanie Fox, and Stephanie Castle Schultz now. She does the Montgomery Street Dance down there, and what a great opportunity for fellowship to get together. And you know, when you see them all, you can see all the kids that go to the same church schools and serve the same church camps. You know, you can tell this community is tied in deeper than just this dance, because when they play that certain song, Church Clap, for example.
Right. Church Clap.
Oh, they're on it. They're on it. They know every move, every kid's out there, they got it.
I went on a mission trip with Fellowship Montgomery, and we played the Church Clap for 4 days straight.
I know what I'm talking about.
Down very well.
All right, so parade really quick. Let's recap and find let's give some gifts to Art. Give a name, send an email. The email's on his Facebook or website. You can come
here. I'll give it to you here on the air. art@aguilar-trial-law.com.
Okay. And you can go there, send him an email. You go to his Facebook page if you can find it. I'm sure you can slow this down, pass that, back it up, and find it. Send him the email. Let him know who he needs to get a gift for, and then you can find out what day you need to be there. You'll get your instruction email, you know, and you'll know what to do. Otherwise, there are gifts just to give away. You can just come on that day and there'll be gifts there as long as they last, right? So we come in as long as they last. If you come and they're gone, they're gone. They have to give you some fruit from the fruit basket or some decorations in his office, some of those really cool inside law library you got in there. We give away books.
There you go.
Don't
start studying law.
Nobody wants that. No kid wants that. Now, and these kids, they want something they can eat and a lot of sugar. A toy that they can't eat,
hopefully.
There's a lot of toy value. But, you know, and I think there's a lot of fun and a lot of impact to someone like yourself giving it to them and having a third party involved. And I think that means something to the parents as well as the kids. I think that whole thing. The parade and follow the website, follow the Facebook, and follow up with Art.
And you got it.
The toys moving in whatever direction you need to send them. Either donate some toys and Art will give them away for you. You know, the parade, Montgomery Parade is Saturday morning, starts at 10 o'clock. Get early, bring a chair, right? Make sure the kids bring a bag, a Walmart bag or something like that, because there will be a ton of candy. I mean, tons. And then typically they're going to be doing this. So bring your Walmart bag, your chair. Make sure everybody's tucked in warm, and there might be a little walk before you get to the spot that you want to settle in, you know, if you're not
early. Longer than you think, the walk, maybe.
Maybe.
Hopefully not.
Longer than you think. So be prepared for a little walk. I mean, just be prepared. You know, it's early in the morning. It's 8 or 9 o'clock. I'm in Montgomery. I'm you know, stop by, get a donut, make sure everybody's eating, you know, all the normal stuff you do, but bring the chair, bring a couple of Walmart bags just in case for the candy. I know you already know that, but I'm going to tell you anyway. It's the most thing forgotten.
And tonight, 6 to 10 p.m., Winter Wonderland at Fellowship of Montgomery Park at the MIC Stadium. It's free. Getting on the bus, it's free. They'll take you to the church and bring you back. There will be constant buses to and fro. So, you know, no one's going to get stuck there. Great event. Great event.
Right on. Fellowship of Montgomery. And you can follow Fellowship of Montgomery on the website as well. All right. Thank you for coming in today. How can they get hold of you? Would you have a phone number they can call you if they want to ask an attorney?
936-427-6262. And my receptionist will answer.
6262. 936-427.
6262.
6262. Art Aguilar. All right. Well, thank you so much for
coming. Of course, thank you so much for having me.
All the shares, all the information, we're going to add that in. And folks, we'll be right back after this with the closing of the Texas Ticket Show here on Lone Star Community Radio. Thank you for
watching.
We'll be right back.
Lone Star Radio online.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston-Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and irlonestar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. Sir Armando, I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Wish everybody a happy holidays. Make sure you take the time to check out the parade downtown Montgomery coming up tomorrow. It starts at 10 o'clock. Come early, like we said. Check out the gift giveaway for Art Aguilera, his law firm here in town. The toy drive from the inspection company that came in today over at Southern Star Brewery. You come on and check out the trees here at the courthouse, or here at City Hall, downtown first floor. You can come check out all those things. Be sure to vote for the trees down there. There's a couple of nice ones. I think the Firm Meadery's got one down there. Parks and Recreation definitely has one. You can come on and check that out. That's right down here in the lobby at City Hall. Guys, the Winter Wonderland at the Fellowship of Montgomery happening tonight from 6 to 10. Go on and check that out. The bonfire will be out there. Everybody from Montgomery will be out there. Your family, your friends, and your neighbors will be there. Go on and join them. And God bless. Thank you for watching the show. We'll catch you next week right here on the Texas Ticket.
Fun, so fun.